It takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
The makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
Of all the trees in the orchard, my favorite's the apple tree. I think it's the friendliest, the most generous, and the kindliest of all the trees. It just seems to invite everybody passing by to stop and enjoy its fruit. It's a particular friend of the small boy, and it's a friend of the adult, until, of course, we get too far along where we don't dare stop and help ourselves. When an apple tree is ready for the world to come and eat, there isn't any structure in the land that has it beat. There's nothing man has builded with the beauty or the charm that can touch the simple grandeur of the monarch of the farm. There's never any picture from a human being's brush that has ever caught the redness of a single apple's blush. When an apple tree's in blossom, it is glorious to see, but that's just a hint at springtime of the better things to be. That is just a fairy promise from the great magician's wand of the wonders and the splendors that are waiting just beyond the distant edge of summer. Just a forecast of the treat when the apple tree is ready for the world to come and eat. Architects of splendid vision long have labored on the earth and have raised their dreams in marble, and we've marveled at their worth. Long the spires of costly churches have looked upward at the sky, rich in promise and in beauty. They have cheered the passerby, but I'm sure there's nothing finer for the eye of man to meet than an apple tree that's ready for the world to come and eat. There's the promise of the apples, red and gleaming in the sun, like the medals worn by mortals as rewards for labors done, and the big arms stretched wide open with a welcome warm and true in a way that sets you thinking it's intended just for you. There is nothing with a beauty so entrancing, so complete, as an apple tree that's ready for the world to come and eat.
In the shade of the old apple tree, where the love in your eyes I could see, when the voice that I heard, like the song of a bird, seemed to whisper sweet music to me. I could hear the dull buzz of the bee in the blossoms when you said to me, with a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree.
Vinny.
Yes, Ed?
How would you define enthusiasm?
Why, I'm not sure I can give you the dictionary definition of the word enthusiasm, Ed, but...
But you know it when you see it, eh?
Yes, indeed, I know it.
Well, Vinny, so do I. And I saw recently a fine demonstration of enthusiasm. It was put on for me by those Land O'Lakes farmers at their annual meeting in Minneapolis. I spent an afternoon with them. Everyone I talked to insisted on telling me that Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter is as fine a product as can be made. You know, you simply had to believe it. I think I spent a part of my boyhood running up and down stairs, hunting for mother's reading glasses. It seemed to me that she and something she wanted immediately to read were never together. The glasses were always upstairs, and the reading matter was downstairs, or vice versa. And so one day, remembering it, I did this bit about that daily chore of mine. I've told about the times that Ma can't find her pocketbook and how we have to hustle around for it to help her look. But there's another care we know that often comes our way. I guess it happens easily a dozen times a day. It starts when first the postman through the door a letter passes. And Ma says, goodness gracious me, wherever are my glasses? We hunt them on the mantelpiece and by the kitchen sink until Ma says, now, children, stop and give me time to think just when it was I used them last and just exactly where. Yes, now I know, the dining room. I'm sure you'll find them there. We even look behind the clock, we busy boys and lasses, until somebody runs across Ma's missing pair of glasses. We found them in the Bible and we found them in the flower. We found them in the sugar bowl, and one time we looked an hour before we came across them in the padding of her chair, and many a time we found them in the topknot of her hair. It's a search that ruins order and the home completely wrecks, for there's no place where you may not find Ma's most elusive specks. But we are mighty glad, I tell you, that the duty's ours to do, and we hope to hunt those glasses till our time of life is through. It's a little bit of service that is joyous in its thrill. It's a task that calls us daily, and we hope it always will. Rich or poor, the saddest mortals of all the joyless masses are those who have no mother here to lose her reading glasses.
Dear old girl, the robin sings above you. Dear old girl, it speaks of how I love you. The blinding tears are falling as I think of my lost pearl. And my broken heart is calling, calling for you, dear old girl.
You know, this is the time of year when so many of the young folks get married. Yes, Jim or John or Bill or whatever his name is takes unto himself a wife. And the bride? Well, she's as happy as a lark in her own home, fixing up the furniture, hanging the curtains, and cooking her husband's meals. Well, my message today is addressed to all the brides listening in, and it's just a simple suggestion. With the warm weather at hand, you'll find that the meals you prepare will be so much better tasting if you use a sweet cream butter, Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Yes, ma'am, if you want your cooking to be as good as mother's, you take a tip from her. Use good butter always. And there's something else you may not know. Most butter is churned from sour cream, but not Land O'Lakes. Oh, no. Only fresh sweet cream is ever used in churning Land O'Lakes. And that's where the difference comes in. Land O'Lakes is always so fresh-tasting, even in the hottest weather. Try it on those hot muffins, season those fresh-cooked vegetables with Land O'Lakes, and then you'll know what I'm talking about. And friend husband will boast about the wonderful cook he married. Once you try Land O'Lakes, you'll use it always. So next time, ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter.
At the closing of the endless day, when I pack my weary cares away, I find a shady tree waiting me round evening. Close beside it is an old mill stream, just a place where I can sit and dream. There in the cooling breeze, I'm at ease round evening. And by a garden gate, tulips are waiting to greet me. And down the lane, two tiny feet come running to meet me. This old world's been mighty good to me. I'm as happy and my family. I bless the one above for his love round evening.
Hey, that's just my sort of singing, too. I wish I could join with you, but it was seen fit not to permit me to sing at all. I think the thing that I enjoy most in the way of music is the little family group around the piano. They don't want me in, of course. They don't invite me to share it, but they let me listen to it. You can talk about your music and your operatic airs and your phonographic record that Caruso's tenor bears, but there isn't any music that such wondrous joy can bring like the concert when the kiddies and their mother start to sing. When the supper time is over, then the mother starts to play some simple little ditty and our concert's underway. And I'm happier and richer than a millionaire or king when I listen to the kiddies and their mother as they sing. There's a sweetness most appealing in the trilling of their notes. It is innocence that's pouring from their little baby throats, and I gaze at them enraptured. For my joy's a real thing every evening when the kiddies and their mother start to sing.
The land of the sky blue water.
You have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, there just isn't any finer tasting butter than Land O'Lakes, churned from sweet, not sour, cream. Ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
Married man's idea of good news. Print them in letters large and bold, for they are words of pure delight when evening comes and man is told, my dear, we're staying home tonight.